Now Your Letters. Our story about South Dakota's efforts to attract farmers from Europe prompted Karen Anderson, the executive director of the Northeast Organic Farming Association in New Jersey, to write, "Make no mistake about it, 1,000 cows on 25 acres is no farm, it's a factory." The rural advocates in South Dakota are right to be concerned about an economic development strategy that depends on recruiting foreign farmers to establish factory farms at a time when local farms are struggling to make a go of it. And environmentalists are right to question the wisdom of promoting intensive dairy production facilities. 1,000 cows might produce 20 million pounds of milk in a year, but they also produce as much excrement as a small city, 35,000 tons or so of raw manure. Surely there must be better ways to support family farms and rural economies than this. A double check on the size of the farm in question finds that it has 80 acres, not 25 acres, as reported. But according to Jeffrey Kewen, a professor of animal sciences and an extension dairy specialist at the University of Nebraska, 80 acres still sounds like too little space for 1,000 cows.
Right off the top of my head, without doing the calculations, I would think if you're going to go into a rotational grazing system, I would think you would need 2 to 3 acres per cow if you were going to rotationally graze these animals and maintain a strong regrowth on the operation itself. You might be able to get away with 1.5, but I think 2 would be a lot better.
Our performance chat with members of the country rock band The Jayhawks resulted in 2 conflicting emails within just a few minutes last Sunday morning. Mike McLean wrote, "Every time you interview an obscure rock group, you disenfranchise the majority of your listeners. Think about it. You spend more than 10 minutes of your broadcast narrowcasting. More news, interviews, Dan Shore, and less music. If I wanted that kind of noise, I can certainly tune up or down the dial to find it. I come to you for an intelligent news and information. Please give more attention to the events of the day." A different view came from Jayhawks fan Sarah Wiskerchin. She wrote, "A big thanks for spotlighting this great band. I've been a faithful Jayhawks follower since 1996, and it made my weekend to hear them get the recognition they deserve on your show. Thank you, thank you." We welcome your emails. Our address is wesun@npr.org, or call our listener line and leave a message. That number is 202-371-1775. Please let us know how to pronounce your name and tell us the name of the town where you live.